The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Do you believe in love after love? I can feel something.
Welcome back, everyone. This is The X Zone. My name is Rob McConnell, coming to you from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Our guest this hour is Jackie Lapp, and we've had the pleasure of having Jackie on the show before. But for those of you who have not heard her before, Jackie is the world leader in educating, mentoring, and coaching people on practical conscious creation. The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, which received unqualified endorsements from such personal growth leaders as Joe Vitale and, Mark Victor Hansen, was a finalist in the U.S. Book Award, the Visionary Award, and the National Indie Excellence Awards. Jackie's mission is to turn millions of people into conscious creators so that they consciously create their lives rather than let it happen to them. Joining me now is Jackie Lappin. And Jackie, welcome back to the X Zone.
Hi, Rob. I'm so pleased to be here. Thanks for inviting me back.
Great having you with us. Tell us a little bit about your new book, Practical Conscious Creation.
Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Dreams. And the daily is the important part here. You know, many people have learned how to visualize mm-hmm. or imagine the future that they want, and that's what conscious creation is. But the problem being that many times they don't anchor the values of law of attraction and conscious creation into their daily lives, the values that actually make these things happen. And so this book is designed to give people the tools to actually become a conscious creator on a daily basis so that they are better, faster manifestors day by day.
Where did you get the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, you know, my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, mm-hmm. really was an opportunity to tell people how to raise their personal frequency. And in doing so, you know, and we can talk a little bit more about what that means, they really are able to enact, you know, the kind of lifestyle that enables them to, you know, do, for example, one of the things, the problems with the secret is that many people actually saw the secret, mm-hmm. tried to do the manifesting, the visualization, but they didn't experience it, it didn't come true for them. One of the reasons was because they were not vibrating in the high range. They were only vibrating negative vibrations. Or, you know, and so, you know, to raise your personal frequency means that you can actually have control over your life. So as I was going about teaching these, I realized that people really needed a practical way to adapt this into their lives. Theoretical is one thing, but actually they needed a practical mm-hmm. guidebook that that gave them the tools to do that. And so this book is 70 different little articles. It's all in bite size, easy to read, so that you can, bring this down to a real cellular level, and there, you know, we have chapters on trust and expansion, wealth and prosperity, conscious living, compassion and love, romance and relationships, business health, happiness and peace, clarity, personal expressions, all the things that that we do on a daily basis. And here's how to do that.
All right, stand by, Jackie. You and I have to take our first commercial break. Jackie Lappin is our special guest this hour, ExoNation. Always great having Jackie with us. Her website is www.jackielappin.com. And we're talking about practical conscious creation, daily techniques to manifest your desires. Once again, www.jackielappin.com. This is the X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern on the Talkstar Radio Network, X Zone Broadcast Network, UK High Definition Radio, Euro High Definition Radio, Star Cable, and our growing family of broadcast affiliates worldwide. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with Jackie Lappin as we continue from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. My name is Rob McConnell. Don't go away. And welcome back, everyone. Jackie Lappin is our special guest. Her website is www.jackielappin.com. We're talking about practical conscious creation, daily techniques to manifest your desires. You know, when I talk to people about the power of positive thinking or the secret, they expect things just to manifest out of thin air. What are they missing?
Well, the really important part is they're not managing their personal frequency, and that's really the key. That was the key to my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how this works. You know, we are energy. Our bodies are energy. We can see those atoms. But our thoughts and our emotions are energy as well. They are waves, and they are frequencies that go out of the world. And they do one of two things. They go out, and they act as a domino effect, you know, impacting various different things, or they attract back to us. Like energy attracts like energy. So essentially what happens is that if we're vibrating in the low range, which is fear and anxiety and worry and disappointment and distrust, mm-hmm. then we are in fact attracting that back into our lives, all those kinds of negative values. But we're also finding that's when life is difficult, when we're having trouble paying the bills, when mm-hmm. we're having relationship issues, when we're not happy at work, et cetera, et cetera. And so I call that driving a car with the brakes on. Now, if you're vibrating in the high range, which is love and compassion and joy and peace and gratitude, et cetera, and if you're vibrating at that level, you're vibrating at the same level the universe is. The universe vibrates at the level of love. So if you're vibrating in that level, wonderful things begin to happen. That's when you find your life being easy. That's mm-hmm. when money flows. That's when synchronicities happen, doors open. And here's what's really cool about this. When you're intentionally setting the vision or consciously creating what it is that you want to have happen, that's when things happen really fast. And I've experienced that many times. It's very Pavlovian. When you start seeing it happen, you say, oh, I love this. I want to do more of this. And you get into that habit. But the problem for many people, like you said, with The Secret, was that they were vibrating in the low range and fear and anxiety and worry. And at the same time, while they were holding this positive vision, they are giving the universe conflicting messages. you are back actually countermanding the order that you're putting in. So in order to be an effective conscious creator, you have to rise your energy into the high range.
Now, how do we do that? How do we do that, Jackie?
Now, the first book has 25 guiding universal principles to do that. It talks to, you know, how what we say, the actions that we put out into the world, you know, how we judge ourselves and others. I mean, there's all these guiding ideas. But the simple answer is when you go into that rabbit hole, that negative thinking space, when you feel yourself in there and you begin to recognize it, you actually just deliberately make a shift. You decide, I'm going to think about something wonderful and positive. You're going to reframe whatever experience you're having as being a negative experience into a positive experience. What am I learning? There's actually in Practical Conscious Creation an article called, you know, the gift, the changing your perspective, and it gives you 20 different questions to ask. That changes, shifts your how you think about something. You know, what am I learning here that I can apply in the future? What am I learning here that I can use to serve others? What am I learning here that is going to allow me to redirect my life? And you know, different ways that you can look at something and change the way that you feel about it. There's also a series of very small actions that you can take, simple actions that you can take on a very quick basis that can actually shift your energy. You know, a lot of times we start out in the morning, we spill coffees on ourselves, we stub our toe, and all of a sudden our day spirals down. And that's because our energy is spiraling down. Bad days get worse because you allow the energy to go that way. If you shift, and by the way, those are the days when I come in with a knot in my stomach, those are the days my computer goes down. I mean, I can actually see the correlation. So if you come in and you decide specifically to shift your energy, I, for example, have 280 roses. I literally go out and smell the roses to shift my energy. But other people, you know, they can go out in nature, they can exercise, they can play with their kids, they can play with their animals, they can play music, they can go to the movies, whatever it is. Something that you love and enjoy is the perfect way just to shift your energy.
Let me ask you this question. What happens if you're shifting your energy, but those around you are stuck in the negative slump, and they don't really care about their energy, they don't care about your energy? How does that affect you?
Well, the first thing is, know that oftentimes if you begin to shift your energy, they will often begin to shift. Because if you do not engage in that negative kind of behavior and or intercourse, then in fact they have to shift how they perceive things. But a lot of times it's just an energetic shift. But the truth of the matter is you need to stay in your positive space regardless of who else tries to bring you down. You have that choice. One of the things that's so important about this is when you become aware that you are responsible for what you experience, that your energy basically determines what your future is, you are no longer a victim. You are highly empowered. And when you know that you can shift things around you, you do not have to engage with other people's negativities. You can stay in your own positive direction. And they'll either follow you and change, or they'll fall away. Which, in many cases, it's sad, but sometimes we just have to leave people behind as we grow.
How long would it take someone to see the changes in their lives and for the manifestation of things that they want to actually happen?
Well, I often see that this happens, you know, oftentimes you start seeing things overnight, you know, very quickly. And we're not just talking about big stuff. We're not talking about cars and houses and, you know, lots of money. We're talking about small things like, you know, more time for your kids, you need a new set of glasses and somebody gives you a special coupon. You know, little things that just make quality of life things that make life a little bit better. So, you know, you can't measure it necessarily by the big ticket items. You measure it by how much easier your life gets, how things begin to go in a positive direction, how things that you need just start appearing in your life. And that's really the measure of, you know, when you become a practical conscious creator, and the point of this book is so that you make practical conscious creation a day-to-day lifestyle experience. So that it becomes a way of life, and you just begin to notice that things start to shift. and things get fat, you begin to be a better faster manifester day by day. It's not necessarily you cross over the river. It's just you make little increments and then you start seeing major significant changes. In the long run, you become more empowered because you see the improvement.
Is this real or is this a placebo effect?
I don't find it to be a placebo effect. I'll give you a fun little anecdote that just points out how this works. I have all these beautiful roses. I wanted to share them with my community. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to put my house on the Westlake Garden Tour, but I did not know anybody on the Westlake Garden Tour. But I put it out to the universe, and I'm walking outside one day, pulling in my trash cans, and a lady walks by and said, "How would you like to put your house on the Westlake Garden Tour?"
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Comes out of nowhere.
Coincidence?
And of course, my house is on the Westlake Garden Tour.
Coincidence?
No, not at all. It is a synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
It is things falling into place based on the fact that I have an abiding faith that the universe is, and this is an important distinction. The universe is actually conspiring in our favor. Most people think the universe, the rest of the world, is out to get them. But when they begin to live a high-frequency life, and they apply some of the things of practical conscious creation, and we can go over them, we can talk a little bit about the specific values in this. When you begin to do this, you absolutely see the universe line up in your favor. Things begin to happen that support you.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if these things are happening because you're now paying more attention to your surroundings, and that these things would have happened whether or not you actually changed what you believe to be a negative, a low frequency to a high frequency.
That's not been my experience, but you could interpret it that way. My experience is that there's an actual correlation.
All right, what is your experience based on, and how can you prove it?
Well, my intention to pay off my house.
Okay.
I didn't have the money to pay off my house, but I set an intention to pay off my house. I was an abiding faith that it mm-hmm. would happen. I didn't know where the money was going to come from, and sure enough, money came in the course of a couple of years, and I paid off the house.
Isn't that because you had faith in yourself that it had nothing to do with the universe, but you made it happen?
No, it's not necessarily just faith in myself. It's a combination. There's a mixture. But for one of the things that I have always found, as I've living this lifestyle, mm-hmm. is that as long as, the minute I start worrying about money, for example, and get, frustrated and concerned,
mm-hmm.
that's bottling up the energy. And money does not flow. And it gets worse and worse and worse. When I loosen up and I trust the universe that it is going to, in fact, unfold in my best interest, and the universe is there to support me, and everything is going to be fine, then, in fact, the money just flows in. And, the more I do that, the less I worry, where is that money going to come from? Because it shows up. It just happens to show up. So,
now, when you say, here we go again with this, it just shows up. It just doesn't show up. Something happens where you actually do something in order for that money to be paid.
Oh, yes. And that is part of the conscious creation values, the practical conscious creation values. And that's taking action. I don't just imagine it.
Right.
I take whatever action is
necessary.
To support the fact, this is a co-creative universe. And the universe basically, it helps those who help themselves. And here's one of the great little articles that I have in Practical Consciousness.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take our news break. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Exxon Nation, Jackie Lapin is our guest. Her website is www.jackielapin.com. And we'll be back on the other side as we continue from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, here in the Exxon with yours truly, Rob McConnell. Don't go away.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat, and you walk the streets.
Hi, this is Eric Rawls of Cosmoverse.com, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Hi, this is Blade Runner, and you are listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Hi, I'm Laura Sabrin of Feast of Fields Organic Vineyard in Jordan, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Hi, my name is Lady Ashley, the White Witch of Niagara-on-the-Lake, and you're listening to Canada's number one paranormal talk radio show, The X-Zone, with Rob McConnell.
Welcome to The X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X-Zone. Jackie Lappin is our special guest. We're talking to Jackie about her new book that is out. It's Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. Her website is www.jackielappin.com. Jackie, before we went to the break, we touched very briefly on how you've actually got to make things happen, that nothing is going to materialize out of thin air. And I think that this is what a lot of people were led to believe when it comes to The Secret and other manifestation techniques that are out there.
No, really, the important thing is that once the universe sees that you're actually taking action, that's when things begin to align. And I have one article in here on commitment, and it's about when you actually make the commitment. There's an imagery of, you know, the Indiana Jones character. He's being followed by the bad guys. He gets to the great chasm, and there's no bridge over that chasm. And so all of a sudden, a wizened little creature comes up and says, take the first step. You know, you've seen those scenes in the movies. Mm-hmm. And he takes the first step, and the first step of the bridge appears, and then another one. And then another one until he's on the way over. And that's kind of the way it works. Once you actually take the first step, you may not know where you're going, but when you do, you'll see the next step appear, or you'll be guided to do something. So when you actually start to take action, that's when things begin to fall into place, and you will find the right doors. You'll be directed, especially if you listen to what you're being directed to do, if you're tuning into your intuitive guidance as well as just stepping forward. So once you take the step, then you'll see the support.
Speaking about steps, Jackie, what are the seven steps to consciously creating your life?
Well, the first is to accept that you're responsible for your own life and begin taking charge. The second is to access your current frequency, your vibrational level, and recognize how you lower your frequency as you go about your daily life. You know, check in and hear, you know, that self-talk that's going on or that emotional trauma that you've got going on in your body that you're creating. Recognize how you're doing that and when you're doing that. The third step is to begin the process of personal frequency management. That's where you take the steps to raise your frequency. That's what we're talking about, shifting your mind, putting yourself in a different emotional place so that you are raising up. The fourth one is decide what you would like to experience in your future with clarity, because if you're all ambiguous, the universe can't figure out what to give you. But if you're really clear, you set the intentions, and this is where you begin consciously creating your future. The fifth step is the one that many people are familiar with from The Secret. That's visualization. But here's a really important fact about visualization. You have to experience your mind movie as if you were actually living it at that moment. What is it? You have to immerse yourself in the sights, the smells, the visions of what it's like. But most importantly, you also have to feel what you would be feeling, the joy, the love, the happiness, the empowerment. All of those emotions that you're feeling, those are the express mail to the cosmic post office. That's essentially the silver bullet. It's the universe is responding to your emotions. So if you're feeling joyful, If you're feeling happy, mm-hmm. if you're feeling love, that's what you're going to, you're doing. We have an article in the Practical Conscious Creation book where we talk about frequency matching. You want to match the frequency that you want to draw back to you in your visualization.
You know, Jack, you're going along here, and you're coming up with these little these nice little phrases, and for every phrase you've said, I can equate that to something that's in the Bible.
Well, nobody there. This is nobody has a monopoly on these concepts. They have been known for centuries. It's just that a lot of times people haven't connected the dots, and that's what I've tried to do. I've just tried to connect the dots. So that people can see, you know, all of this information is out there, but how does it work together?
You know, like you said something about, I forget what it was, but, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was what you sow is what you reap, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, there's great wisdom in the Bible, you know, that really can be equated to these.
All right, but if people didn't catch it from the Bible, what makes you think they're going to catch it from your book?
Because they're hungry today, and because I think, as I say, I boil this down mm-hmm. into bite-sized, simple steps that, as I say, you know, put the dots together.
Right.
You can see that if you do this, then you do that. That's why I teach practical conscious creation.
Cause and effect.
Do this, and this happens. That's yeah. exactly right.
Basic
and
cause
if you leave out this step, then this won't happen.
What is the biggest step that people keep leaving out?
Well, I think raising your personal frequency is one. Taking action, which is actually the sixth step in the conscious creation process, becoming what I call an actionary, mm-hmm. figuring that they don't, you know, they can just visualize and or want something. That's not necessarily true. And then being able to actually implement this on a regular basis, because so many of us, you know, and I'm guilty of this as well. You fall back. You forget. And that's why, you know, you lose the consistency. Here, when you begin to do this on a day-to-day basis, you maintain the kinds of consistency that enables you to shift your whole direction of your life. So I think that once people can see something from a book like this, mm-hmm. that this is pretty easy stuff. These are not the kinds of things, you don't have to get into a big, spiritual, long book that, you know, takes 100 pages just to get through two or three main ideas. There are numerous ideas here, and you pick the ones that apply to you and that you can build into your life that make it easy and fun.
All right, let's take a look at a few of the useful guides inside your book. Can you give us some insight from The Money Tree?
Oh, that's one of my favorites. This is actually a video that you can actually see on my website, too, because I've got video tips on the website from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a visualization. Many people, you know, obviously are focusing on their lack and their lack of money and their, you know, their money troubles. And when you do, all that's going to do is draw more to you. So this shifts your mind into an altogether different way of thinking of yourself as abundant. So imagine a little seed that goes down your tummy and embeds itself in your stomach, and all of a sudden you begin to see a little sprout. And from that sprout becomes a trunk, mm-hmm. and then you see branches, and then you see all of these leaves sprouting all over this tree, and they're all $1,000 bills. It's a money tree. So now you take and you spend one of those $1,000 bills, and lo and behold, another one grows back. This is an ever-abundant money tree, and you have this money tree inside of you that comes straight from source that is ever-abundant, and it's a wonderful way to remind yourself mm-hmm. that money actually springs forth from you, from your creativity. It is always there for your needs, your wants, and your desires. Now, if you want to get a visual of this to remind you of it, you can go to my website, either at Jackie Lappin or practicalconsciouscreation.com, which is a part of that website. Pull down the little drop-down under Practical Conscious Creation, and you will find your very own money tree that you can download and put where you can see it.
Who said money doesn't grow on trees, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful symbol of the fact that we are ever abundant.
What are some of the success stories that you've heard?
Oh, you know, many people who have set established things that they wanted to do for themselves. I know a gal who really wanted to have a best-selling book, and she achieved that. I know that people who have, I heard a story yesterday where a woman who decided that she wanted a new car, and she had a specific car in mind, excuse me, and she ran over something on the freeway, and it trashed the bottom of her existing car, and the insurance company gave her enough money to put a, you know, the big down payment on the car that she really wanted. It wasn't how she anticipated it coming to her, but there it was. And she said, I had the choice of just taking something smaller, or I could really live the one that I wanted to, which was my original intention. And so she said, I went out and I picked that.
How about children? Can your book be helpful to children?
Oh, I absolutely think so. Because you know, if parents do not recognize the shift in energy and thinking is, you know, they first have to recognize it for themselves. But when they do, you know, it's so important for them to make sure that their children get off on the right path. You know, you see people in life who, you know, wallow in their own misery. And then you see people who have terrible, you know, experiences in life, you know, things that injuries or, you know, illnesses or terrible things, but yet they have a fabulous, beautiful aura about them. They have an attitude of this is never going to stop them. And, you know, so much of it is what their parents teach them, how to look at the world. And to be honest, I was not a glass half full person. I had to teach myself how to do that. But so it's something parents can teach their children, and it's an important way to get to give them a good start on a life so that they can direct the things that they want rather than unconsciously create the things that they don't want.
Another guide that was featured in your book was the Universal Redirect.
Oh, I love that one. Excuse me.
Sure.
One of the things is that people are, they do not realize that when they come up among things, you know, they think it's a mistake or that, you know, it's Murphy's Law or any number of other things, values that they can assign to it as being, something bad in their lives. Well, in fact, it's not. It's a universal redirect. It's an opportunity for the universe to give you more information that's going to repoint you in the right direction. And if you look at misfortunes or experiences that you perceive to be that way as basically a guidebook of a new direction, and you're open to what it's trying to tell you, then in fact you can move forward very quickly and supposed to be in the stuck energy of blame or disappointment or self-recrimination. If you realize that this is simply a universal redirect, then it's a really easy way to say, huh, okay, I'm moving on from here. I get the message.
It almost seems like we have to take back the power that we've given away so freely.
Oh, and that is exactly right. You know, when I talk about not being a victim, when you recognize that you have the most wonderful power within your hands to rebuild your life, essentially, it is extraordinary. I mean, I've seen people call this information life-changing, and it because they've seen the shift that it makes for them. When you realize that you are not put on here to be miserable, to listen to the voices in your head that tell you why everything is wrong, then you can start looking at why everything is right and what the unlimited possibilities are. One of the things, I think somebody asked me the other day, you know, what about, how do you really know what it is that you want? What you take away all the limitations, and you ask, well, what would I do if I had no money problems, I had all the time in the world, or what would my soul want me to do? There's an article in the Clarity section of Practical Conscious Creation, what would my soul want? Because it's completely unlimited. And then you will have a really good idea of what it is that you're capable of, that you would desire to do, and where you want to move forward. right now too many people look at what the limitations are in my life. Well, I'm not making enough money, so I couldn't do that. Or I'm married, and so I couldn't move and do as I want. And all of these kinds of things, they look at things from a restricted standpoint. Look at the world as if there were no restrictions. And then you can start trimming a little bit, moving it about, and you can see much greater possibilities that you can move toward, even if they're not fully exactly what you thought you wanted. But at least it widens your horizons.
It's almost like setting yourself free.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful concept? Yes, that's exactly what it is. You have much greater freedom.
You and I have to take our final break, Jackie. Please stand by. Congratulations on yet another great book. I love what you do because you keep helping people each and every day.
Thank you.
Exo Nation, Jackie Lappin's our special guest, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. Her website is www.jackielappin.com. And Jackie and I will be back on the other side of this commercial break as the X-Zone continues. We're right here from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. www.xzoneradiotv.com on MSN Messenger, xzoneradiotv@hotmail.com, and our website, xzoneradiotv.com. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break as we continue here in the X-Zone with Jackie Lappin. Don't go away. Explanation, Jackie Lappin is my guest this hour, www.jackielappin.com. And we've been talking about practical conscious creation, daily techniques to manifest your desires. And Jackie, what is the formula behind this?
Well, I call it the practical conscious creation equation. And what this does is it sort of spells out the values that are incorporated in this process and throughout the book. It's positive plus attitude equals love, joy, and abundance. So I'll repeat that again. Positive plus attitude equals love, joy, and abundance. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign a word to each one of the letters in positive attitude that equates to a value. The first one is passionate, for P.
Okay.
You want to be very passionate about everything you do in your life because it's your passionate energy that will carry you forward. That's a really important one. It's that emotion that we were talking about. Oh, you want to be optimistic, positive, releasing fear, fearless, and unworried. You don't want to carry around all that negative thought regarding fear. If you can raise yourself to be optimistic and positive in almost all experiences, you'll see a change. S is for serene and patient. That patience, that's the one that's really tough for me, especially as conscious, as our control freak type A personalities. In this world where we have everything instantly on the internet and on our cell phones, we really need to remember that you choke off that energy if you're impatiently waiting for something. So you have to be serene and patient. I is for introspective, accepting responsibility. You go inside, know what it is inside, what you can shift, what you can change, and accepts responsibility for that. T is transformative. That's where you're courageous and willing to change. That's really the important one, willing to change. I is for intuitive. That's listening to that little voice, that connection that you have to the universe that's guiding you and offering you information if you are listening. V, vibrationally conscious and upbeat. That's what we're talking about, you know, being aware of what you're vibrating and changing. And then V is also for visualization. E is for expressive. That's an area many of us bury our emotions and our thoughts, and we don't express them, and that's where we get physical illness and emotional trauma. There is a perfectly wonderful way to express whatever you need to express appropriately and tactfully, and that will allow you to continue operating in the high range vibrationally. A for attitude is accepting, going with the flow, being without judgment, without expectation. There's an article in here called Expectation is the Death of Serenity, and that is because when you expect something to happen, then in fact you're going to be disappointed. If you go in accepting and going with the flow and adjusting accordingly, everything's going to be fine. T is for trusting, knowing that all is well, all is as it should be, everything has a reason. We talked a good deal about being in that state of trust of the universe that is all.
Jackie, we've got about 30 seconds left.
Okay. T is for truthful, I is for inspired, T is for taking action, U is for unfettered, unchained, D is for determining your future, and E is for elevating your energy.
Jackie, I want to thank you ever so much for joining us. Continued success, and I look forward to the next time you're here with us in the X Zone.
I am delighted. Thank you so much, Rob.
Take care. Jackie Lappin, www.jackielappin.com. I'll be back after the news at the top of the hour at 6:30 past here in the X Zone. My name's Rob McConnell. Don't go away.